before Charlie comments, just to clarify, Wendy, how much does the asparaginase add?
It adds a lot to the pediatric regimens. It's crucial, actually. And people from the Dana-Farber have a similar, very asparaginase intense regimen. And they've shown very, very clearly, they and the BFM groups have all shown very clearly that the number of doses of asparaginase, the amount that's delivered, directly correlates with outcome. And so it is a very important component of the
Having
treatment.
Said this, the French did a similar pediatric study and compared it to LALA. And once they start going over the age of 40, their comment is the asparaginase toxicity overweighs the potential benefit.
Right.
So there's no survival benefit. There's also a study that was done in the United Kingdom. And these people are very well versed in those pediatric leukemias because unlike the United States, where leukemias are treated by general oncologists, in England, it's the hematologists and leukemia experts who treat the patients. And they used an induction pegaspargenase therapy with a higher than necessary dose of donorubicin, and they had a 20% mortality during the induction. And this is a group of highly expert people, so they have reverted back to lower doses of donorubicin, and they omitted the asparaginase over the age of 50 now.